No,
it's
I don't think so.
It's actually really sweet.
Ooh. I like it.
It's got a medicinal flavor.
It's mostly honey.
That's what I really pick up on, is a lot of honey.
No, I do not like it.
Just a tiny hint.
Tastes like cigar smoke.
Michigoni and Degree. All the best podcasts are free. Simon Ginger and Witty. Playing games and drinking tea. Call a pound stone, never lie. The best podcast for its size. So hang out with your new best friend. With a friend for Pidgeon.
Hello, welcome to Grand Rapidians Play Video Games.
Where some world record holders get together, drink a beverage, talk about a video game, and recommend something.
Yep, that's what we do.
Today we have a special guest, but I'm Ginger.
My name is Willie, and just like Kirby, I've got maximum pink. And with us today...
Oh my god, I hate you.
We have one of the... top video game players of the century. The man who still makes the Power Glove look cool. We have Triforce with us today. Welcome, Triforce.
Thank you guys for having me on. I appreciate it, man.
Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, for sure.
It's been a while since we've actually talked.
Yeah. It's been a long time. The scene is seems all over the place, so it's kind of hard. And I'm over here in Jamaica, so it's.
That's. I shouldn't complain about how warm it is in Michigan. Then.
Right.
Well, cool. Will and I were just talking about when was the last time we saw you, and I think it was that Fun Spot when that tournament was happening.
That was like 2009. Then that's a whole decade ago. Yeah. Wow.
Oh shit, we're old.
Hey man, same here.
Well, we usually start out with a beverage, so I'm going to open up this bottle of wine that I got here. It is called Pink Cheeks. It is a raspberry wine. Maybe if I can open it.
Uh-oh. Can't get that rabbit into those pink cheeks.
We'll see. There we go. That was kind of a weak pop, but...
Using a rabbit opener on the pink cheeks. That sounds like one of those adult toy review shows.
It's not as good as the peach one. The peach one was better. This one tastes like cheap Boone's Farm. It's okay. I'm going to rate this a 1 out of 5.
Yeah, I think I'd give it better than that. It's kind of like raspberry jam flavored wine. I kind of like it.
It's too sweet.
I'll give that a 3 out of 5. That's from two guys?
Yeah.
All right. Triforce, do you have a beverage you want to talk about a second?
Well, believe it or not, unless it's non-alcohol, I don't drink. Okay. Well,
that's okay.
Yeah, we do non-alcoholic. We've covered Twix-flavored milk and New York City tap water and all kinds of different stuff.
Pineapple passion guy, guava. I like those those type of drinks.
Pineapple is one of my favorite fruits for sure.
I can drink pineapple juice all day.
Same. Mm-hmm. I love pineapple juice. Pineapples. I'm actually making some pineapple kombucha right now.
Oh man.
Yeah, I brew my own kombucha, and the pineapple kombucha is almost like just drinking pineapple juice.
Yep. So you drink fresh, just pure pineapple juice? Is that your favorite?
Well, and mostly fruit juices. I drink orange juice, apple juice, grape juice. I love all fruit juices. It's where I get my sugar from, so I don't have to drink like any type of juices that you have to make with actual brown sugar. I don't like. I prefer to just get my raw fruit juice. So I prefer to blend.
All
right. Or mix the juices. So, like, we get them, we just go downstairs, we grab them, and throw in our ninja blender. And we just throw some ice cubes in there. Woo!
You know. Oh, yeah. Awesome. Fresh juice down.
All right. And before we move on, I'm going to open a beer too from the Detroit Garage Project called The End of Everything.
I mean, it's a pretty good name for the times that are happening now.
It's an Imperial Oatmeal Pastry Stout. I'm not usually a big stout guy. Let's see how this one is.
Spoilers, you've had it before.
I have. Wow, it's really sweet. There's a little bit of like oatmeal flavor to it. But really, the sweetness is overpowering, like sugar syrup. It's kind of like if you had a oatmeal cream pie, but instead of the cream in the middle, it was just like a sugar glaze. No, like an oatmeal cream pie.
Awful.
But instead of the cream, it's just glazed sugar over top.
That sounds like liquid diabetes.
Yeah, it does.
But
yeah. Oh, let's see. It's brewed with oatmeal, cacao nibs, cinnamon, vanilla beans, coconut, and Glassworks coffee.
Oh.
So yeah, I can.
So that's pretty good ingredients in there.
Yeah, I can kind of tell there's like some vanilla coffee in there too.
Nice.
But, yeah, mostly just very sweet. Yeah, for a stout, it doesn't taste very stout.
No, it's what are like you going to rate that?
It's like a dessert beer. I think I'll give it 3.5 out of 5.
It sounds like a dessert beer.
Yeah, for sure.
I've never had a dessert drink before. Like, the only desserts I've ever had is, like, ice cream or cake. We literally just came from a... me and my wife, we were in another town, and we just came from this ice cream parlor. They served frozen gelato, and I had a chocolate with a chocolate gelato with the hot syrup on it. She had coffee, which was okay, but yeah.
Both of them sound pretty good to me.
Well, in this what you guys are in Florida or California?
We're in Michigan.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm in Michigan. Yes. Oh, it's summertime. So it's hot for you guys right now.
It's like 92 or something today.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was 92? Pretty hot.
That's not that. I can't even. That's crazy. To go from cold to hot, it's not a bad thing. But when you're going from hot and you stay in the hot, oh, goodness. 92 degrees is what. That's right. Normal for us down here.
That's why I said I didn't want to complain. I have friends who are in Arizona that it's like 110.
Well, see, Arizona is there's a big difference between Arizona, Michigan, and Jamaican hot. Arizona is the worst type of hot you ever want to be in because it's arid hot.
And it will suck all the moisture from your skin. That desert is no good. I would rather have, like, the humidity here in Michigan because we have all the lakes.
Yes. It's the same thing here in Jamaica. Like, the entire island is surrounded by an ocean. So, even though it gets hot, it's never as bad because the humidity is always good.
It sounds pretty fucking awesome to me. We've never been to Jamaica.
You guys need to come. Oh, then you're robbing yourself of life. You need to. You're robbing yourself of that. You have to come down here. You have to go down to Montego Bay, Ochi. And you know, it's kind of funny because because of the world pandemic right now, it's pretty much, it's not that expensive to come to Jamaica. For $1,000, you can get a weekend vacation.
I know. I watched a lady talk about how she went to Jamaica to, like, go there and work and how they're actually doing testing and tracing. And I was pretty pleased to see that.
And my sister.
Yeah, it's not. We've only had 10 deaths here so far on the island since the outbreak. And the cases go up, but, well, it's a different, because there's no scientific medicine or cure or vaccine, whatever you call it, to actually deal with the virus. So Jamaica gets hit with a virus. We get hit with a virus every 2 years. Something like that. It's every 2 years or something like that. Some type of pandemic comes down on the country, whether it's Chikungunya, Zika, there's another one that happened that we just beat not too long ago. And H1N1 or whatever they want to call it. So it's like every 2 years. Yeah, every 2 years we get something down there. But you know how we beat it? We beat it natural. We just, the natural herbs and the foods, which it doesn't, it's not a cure. It just strengthens your immune system so that you can fight the virus. That's it. It just gives us a better chance of fighting the virus. And in this situation regarding the pandemic or whatever, it is better to build up your defenses and fight it than to just sit there and wait for a vaccine, because that vaccine usually takes 2 years to get out. And what they're making right now, like I said, it takes 2 years, so we're taking a big risk.
Yeah, my sister and her husband have been down to Jamaica like 3 or 4 times in the last 2 years, mm-hmm. and every time I see those pictures, I'm fucking super jealous.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I want to go down there with you. His family is from down there or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Oh, yeah. If I ever went to Bahamas, Jamaica, any of those islands, it would probably be very hard for me to come back.
Next time they go, we'll have to go with them.
Yes. We'll have to work on passports and whatnot. Yeah. But yeah, if we ever come and visit, we will definitely let you know.
Okay, yeah, please let me know. I can show you guys around. We're trying to set up a whole vacation with some members from our community come down next year. We're really trying to do something big
that's
like that.
Super cool.
And then you probably could do this show that you're doing in Jamaica and try out the tropical fruit beverages that they have here. Oh man,
sounds wonderful.
All right, well, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Ich bin ein
Science! Ha!
Cannabinoids! Genetics! Coronavirus!
Dogs!
This is Petri Dish.
Science!
We're a science podcast exploring complex subjects with clarity and evil humor. Ha!
Join the scientific revolution!
Join Petri Dish, dropping every Monday on anchor.fm/PetriDish.
Ha! So now it's time for Real Life XP.
TMCR. LLC.
What's the premise of
that? So this is real life experience points. So we assign ourselves a random number of experience points for something that we have done in real life that's not gaming. So I'll go first.
Okay.
I am going to do a weird cooking one. It's not really cooking, but it's more like an eating one. So I saw a guy on Twitter. He posted the picture of this hot dog with unusual toppings. And when I saw it at first, I was like, oh, fuck no, I'm not. That looks gross. But then I thought about it, and I said, wait a minute. Actually, that might be good. So Christy Yamaguchi Main posted a picture of a hot dog with mayonnaise on one side of the bun, peanut butter on the other side of the bun, and a bunch of chopped onions on top of the hot dog. And...
Yeah, Will is a trash panda, just FYI.
I am. I like bad food. And even though I thought, fuck no, at first, after I thought about it a minute, I said, you know, I've had good hamburgers with peanut butter and jalapeno jelly and bacon on them. So maybe this peanut butter and mayonnaise on a hot dog would be similar. Not similar, but...
But in the same circumstance of... weird toppings that most people are going to look at that and say, what the fuck?
So anyways, I did it, and I was out of regular bread, so I used a gluten-free cauliflower bun instead of bread, and it was actually really good.
I took a bite, too, and it actually was. It messed with my head.
So I think for trying a peanut butter, mayonnaise, onion hot dog on a cauliflower bun, I think that's worth about 3,400 XP.
So it's about something. It's about something we did in our life.
Yep.
That okay. I know something that I recently just did. Something in my 40 years. I'm 43. In my 40 years in this world, it's the first time I ever experienced it. So I know what I'm going to talk about.
Go right ahead. You can go next. I'll go last.
Yeah, go ahead, Triforce.
Oh. Oh, okay. I'm just now getting it. Okay, so I went to I'm here in Jamaica. 43 years of my life on this earth. I've seen it on TV. I've seen it on YouTube, but I've never gone to a waterfall before.
As seen on TV.
Yes, as seen on TV. I've heard of waterfalls. You think you know, growing up in New York and you hear about Niagara Falls, et cetera, et cetera. But I've never been to a waterfall. Even at amusement parks, I've never seen a waterfall. And I went with my wife to, Nanny's Fall. It's a Cromanti woman from Africa. She was part of like the rebellion, from Jamaica's ancient history when it was warring against with the Europeans. Actually, it wasn't the Europeans. They had the fight, but they named a fall after her called Nanny's Falls. And I went there with my wife and she did a music video there and I saw the waterfall for the first time. I even went into it and I was like, oh, this is crazy. Okay, so you think, oh, it's water falling on you.
Right.
So, you know, you think, I've been in a shower before. So the water can't be, you know, and then you start to realize that the higher a water falls on you,
yes,
the heavier it is. You're like,
how tall is the waterfall?
You know, any higher.
How tall is this waterfall?
This was, it had to have been 200 feet.
Wow. Yeah, that's a big one.
Uh-huh.
If it's not 200 feet, definitely over 100 feet. I can't measure, but like, I could stack my wife like 20 times on top of herself to reach the top of the waterfall.
I'm looking
so,
at pictures.
And we were on of Nanny's Falls.
Nanny Waterfall.
Yeah, Nanny Waterfall or Waterfall, Jamaica.
Yep, we've been in some big ones here in Michigan, but I think the biggest one we were in was maybe 80 to 100 feet.
Ooh,
up in the UP.
That's really beautiful.
Okay. So since you've been to the one in Michigan, is that about the same size? Or is that taller?
There's some ones that are, I don't know, scale, but they might be a little taller. Some of the pictured rocks up in the Upper Peninsula.
But they're not as big and wide.
Uh-huh.
Like the biggest, tallest one we saw was just like one little river going off of a big cliff, basically.
Yeah. We were on the second, the way the waterfall works, Nanny Falls has three sections to it. We were in the middle. Because the water comes off from the top, drops down in the middle, and then it runs down a creek, and then falls down a larger cliff, which is way, you can't get down there. You'd have to go down there from a different direction, but that's the tallest. But where we were, like I said, that's at least over 100 feet.
Nice.
Okay, maybe we weren't looking at the right one. I might have to Google this a little deeper later.
Yeah. All right, so how many XP do you want for that, Triforce? That sounds pretty epic.
I get to choose? No, I can't choose. You have to give me a number.
We literally,
if I choose, that's not fair.
Pull numbers right out of our ass.
All right, well, let's see.
All right, so pull one.
We'll say it's a 200-foot waterfall. And so if we say 100 points per foot, what does that come out to?
2,000.
Is that like 400,000?
No, you said 200-foot waterfall, and you said 100 points times.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay, so that's 20,000. Oh, no, times. Yeah. What am I talking about? You're not... All right, I'm doing the math wrong. Okay, so yeah, it's about 40,000.
I'm okay with that.
All right, first one to break five digits, 40,000 XP. Try it first.
Yeah. Oh, I am. Oh, okay.
We've been close to I'm five walking. Digits, but we haven't broke it yet. But now we broke that mark. We're no longer under the Disgaea 9,999 limit. We did the limit break. We can do as many XP as we want now.
Oh, sweet. I go last. Excellent.
Yeah, how many XP? What did you get XP for, Ginger?
So, I got some XP for not playing Animal Crossing. Hey.
For not playing Animal
if
Crossing.
If you saw the amount of hours that I played it, I'm going to deny that I played it that much.
How many?
Over 800.
Is it
over
800? That's not bad.
Compared to some of the people that I'm friends with, it's like double some of theirs. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, my wife is like 1,200 and change, so trust me, it's not bad.
Feel better. I bet her island's pretty. We'll have to send switch codes later.
Oh yeah, definitely. I'll send you a switch code, and you guys need to meet each other on each other's islands. And all she does is play that game. That and Minecraft. Dungeons.
I resisted Minecraft, but I finally cleaned my back room. It was much needed. Probably in springtime. So it was
springtime
nice.
4 years ago, maybe.
I didn't want to put it out there that I'm not the cleanliest, but whatever. The back room goes unnoticed because it's a laundry room. We don't really stay back there. So it was nice to get a lot of shit just thrown away and cleaned up and reorganized. Yeah. For a room that we hardly, it's almost like a catch-all. We don't have a basement, so we can't pile shit down there. So, yeah. How many points? I'm gonna say 10,000 points. Because I finally did it.
Okay. 10,000 for you.
Achievement unlocked.
It was hot, too.
And I sat outside and sorted out the toolboxes.
Yeah.
So I think I get a few points for that too, right? Throw me another 50, 60 points.
Sure. All right. We'll be right back after these messages.
I have a game.
Okay, Triforce, what game have you played?
Well, there's a new game that just came out. It's on my wife's phone. It's called Color Switch World. And what I like about this game is that, first of all, it's a retro game made with modern technology. Yeah. It's on the Android and it's on the iPhone. I don't know if you guys have ever played the original Color Switch. But it's about using a ball, and the ball turns a certain color, and you can only go through certain objects when the ball matches that particular color. So if your ball turns yellow, you can only phase through certain objects that are yellow. Okay. Any other color, purple, blue, red, green, you'll be destroyed. And they have these different modes that you can play in it. There's even a Galaga nice. Type mode in it, which is ridiculous. Yes, it's actually Galaga. I like it. But that was the first game. They came out with a new version of the game called Color Switch World. And it just released a couple of days ago. And that game, it reminds me, there was a game. It's a music game. I forgot the name. I think it's called High Res, where you're on this track and you're racing and you have to match certain musical notes and chords to as you keep going and whatever on a track. But instead, it's you're the ball again and you have to match the colors. But it's in a third person view running on a track, and you have to collect these stars while you're on it. And it gets addictive because the different obstacle courses that you have to go, where you have to dodge everything that isn't your color, but you can use the color that you are to phase through other things when you're trapped between, let's say there's a roadblock coming up, one side's purple, one side's yellow, but you're yellow. You have to go on the side that's yellow so you can phase through, because if you try to go through the purple, you blow up. And the feel of the game, it feels like it's like you're in the world of Tron, like you're on the grid. The game comes off, it has that Tron feel. I don't know why. If there was a Tron world, Color Switch would be in
nice.
It.
Ginger was looking it up on her phone while you were talking about it.
Yep.
Oh, the best part is, it's free to download, so you guys can download it. You're going to love that game.
Just Color Switch, but not Color Switch World.
I'll send you a link.
Sweet.
I will definitely send you a link. You guys need to try this game.
It sounds like a lot of fun.
So it's like one of those endless rail runners?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, Color Switch World. Color Switch, the original Color Switch, has like 15 to 20 different modes on how you can play the game.
That's but really Color cool.
Switch World is new, and over time, new DLCs of the world will come out, and the game will get bigger and bigger.
Excellent.
Yeah, that sounds pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Sweet. I'm going to have to play that. Hmm. I totally downloaded the first one.
Oh, you'll love the first one. You're going to get addicted, but the first one gives you an idea of how to work within that. Okay, see, I found the game on Google Play, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to put this in your Discord right here.
There you go. I see it.
Cool.
It has the ultra black. So you see how the little preview that it gives you right there?
Yeah.
You see how black the world looks? That gives that Tron look. I don't know why.
Yes, it does.
Go on. We'll throw put a link out on Twitter and maybe in the show notes when this episode comes out, too.
Right. Sweet. I'm downloading that one as well. Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah. So, Ginger.
Okay, so what's you guys' games?
What game did I play? I totally played Wario's World. Or Wario's Woods. I totally said the wrong fucking name.
Yeah, I was going to ask what game you play.
You took it back old school.
Yes, I actually played it on the Switch.
What, Wario's Woods?
Wario's
Oh, the Switch has a...
Woods. The, what is it?
On the Nintendo... Oh, the Nintendo... Wait.
The NES online or whatever.
Yeah, I have that. Yeah, that's where I saw it from. The other day, yesterday I was just playing Dr. Mario on it, so yeah.
Yeah, it was an NES game that came out in, I think, like 1990. It was towards the end of the NES's life cycle. Nice.
Yeah, it came out in 94, and I was...
Oh, 94?
Yeah, 94.
Yeah. That's way late for an NES game.
Mm-hmm.
It is actually, it came out on the NES and the SNES at the same time, but the NES one, when I was reading on this, it was actually... like, kind of the last...
Of the NES games.
The last Nintendo, approved NES games, which was interesting to read, that it came out on both systems.
Yeah.
Wario's Woods is a pretty basic puzzle game. You have to match three or more of the same colors, two enemies and a bomb, or an enemy and two bombs. As long as you have a bomb to blow up the enemies, mm-hmm. then you can go on to the next stage.
I like how they combine the standard puzzle thing with, side-scrolling platforming, though.
Yeah.
You're not just moving shit back and forth. You're Wario running around on top of this shit.
You're Toad.
You're Toad?
Running around.
In Mario's Woods. In the Kirby Tree.
In Wario's Woods.
Isn't that what I said?
You said Mario.
I meant Wario.
Mamma mia!
So, this is actually the first time I played this game. So...
So why are you Toad? Where's Wario in this game?
I don't know why the fuck you're Toad, but Wario is the one who's gonna smush you in the tree if you don't blow all the enemies up.
Okay.
It's weird. It's kind of a weird game coming from where I am and what I kind of know or not know about the Mario universe. And then you go to Wario's Woods and you're playing as Toad against Wario?
I guess it makes as much sense as Yoshi.
Yeah, I mean...
Yoshi Cookies?
It's true.
The one just called Yoshi, where you switch the eggshells around, and you gotta match up, bloopers and Goombas.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah.
I talked about that one. Yeah, it's called Yoshi.
Yeah, it's just called Yoshi.
Or Yoshi's Egg in America, and I think just Yoshi in Japan.
I'm actually turning on the NES right now to go see this game.
There's a few new games, too, that came out, but yeah... Then there is a nice timer mode in this game, too. So you could do You could definitely do some timing world records on this.
So you can pick up stacks as tall as you want. And yep. then you move over and you throw them.
You can kick them. You can throw them. What's nice about this game as well is there is control modes where it teaches you how to fucking play it, which is really nice and is pretty rare for an old game.
And you can run up the sides of shit if you're not carrying shit. So you can just walk straight up a wall, right?
Right. I didn't see any toilets in this game. Oh yeah, Triforce, we usually talk about if there's a toilet in a game.
If there's a toilet in the game.
Yeah, and then it went into some other fuckery about piss jugs.
Yeah, we check every game that we play for toilets.
We actually do. It all started from No More Heroes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or was it?
The Switch, No More Heroes, Travis Strikes Back.
Yeah.
It all stemmed from that one. But Wario's Woods is pretty fun for a puzzle game. For an older one, too, because you know me, I like newer games for the most part. But for an older game, and if you have the Nintendo Switch, NES, or the SNES online, you can totally play it pretty easily.
I'm playing this Wario.
Totally.
Uh-oh.
You're playing Wario's Woods right now?
Yeah.
I got up to, I think, the 14th in just the basic mode. There's 100 levels. I ended up looking that up, wondering how many fucking levels there was. What is that from Mario 2, the pink thing that throws the eggs?
Birdo.
She shows up as well in this, which I was like, okay, just kind of in the tree. If you don't get rid of all of the enemies really quick, then Wario comes and starts like squishing down the tree area you're in. It's a fun game. It's different for a puzzle game. Uh-huh.
Wario sounds mean. Stay out of his woods.
He is. Yeah.
So I'm about to talk about a golf game. Once That's you ask what me said. What game I played. Play. But first, I asked everybody else what their favorite golf game is on Twitter. Ginger, what's your favorite golf game?
Oh, I didn't even answer it because I was like, whatever. My favorite golf game, man, I would have to say probably the Wii Sports. Or the Wii, the one that was on that came with the Wii. That one was a lot of fun. You could actually swing the controller like it was a golf club. So I liked that a little more. I'm not too much into golf games. There's one though recently that you're probably going to talk about that I've been really enjoying watching. Because it's just really different.
Yeah, Ben from Geeksploration said that his favorite was Wii Sports also. He said that was the one that he had the most fun with.
It's a lot of fun, and everyone can play it.
I didn't really like that one as much. It was fun swinging, but the control was imprecise. And it was hard to hit with the power that you wanted.
Yes, especially depending on the lights that you have on.
Yeah.
Or sun coming in the window.
If you wanted to do like a mid-power swing, that was really hard to do in Wii Sports, and that's what kind of ruined it for me. He also said the big golden tee cabs are great, too.
I don't think I've ever played that.
Golden tee, that's the arcade ones that you play with the trackball.
Oh, yeah, those are sweet. Yeah. Now that you explained it to me, yes, those are really cool.
Tristan Woods says that Tiger Woods PGA Tour 2004 was the best.
Tiger Woods, huh?
And that it had the best soundtrack of all the Tiger Woods games.
I'll take his word for it.
So I posted this question with a gif of the heroine from The Last of Us 2 swinging a golf club, and then she hits something, and it switches into Wii Sports. And Auntie Fanny or Cake says that definitely not The Last of Us 2.
That's funny.
The Infectious Groove podcast said, I'm a Golden Tee guy.
Okay.
So that's the arcade.
The arcade.
Every year they do a new one. The arcade machines, they have like hooked up to the internet so they can have like tournaments across the whole country.
Nice.
So that's back when you could go to the bar, you could go to the bar and
barcades. That's where we would go.
Well, that's the kind of game that they have at all the bars.
Yeah.
And you could compete for cash prizes and shit too if you're good at it. Chris Bouchard from the Movie Cellar said Wii Sports.
A lot of people are saying Wii Sports. It's a fun game. Even though the swing is shit, it's still fun. Because it's funny to laugh at someone like doing really good on their practice throw, and then they go, and it's like a floppy dick.
Yeah. The Up All Night podcast said that he really likes Hot Shots Golf on his PSP back in the day.
Okay.
So that was like the PSP version.
Didn't we watch world records of Hot Shots?
Probably Tom Duncan. He played lots of golf games.
Yes. He, like, when you said golf games, I remember, like, Tom Duncan came to mind right away.
David the producer.
he helps Juliet Miranda with the Unwritable Rant. Yep. And mainly the Bourbon Soak Live. And this past one, oh my God.
He said, Golden Tee. I love it. Yes, I'm old.
And also, he I wonder if he's still alive after all those commercials he played. Yeah.
The Fat, Drunk, and Stupid podcast said Tiger Woods PGA 1999 and Hot Shots Golf.
Okay.
So I don't know if that was the PS1 Hot Shots or the PSP Hot Shots.
Okay.
He said Hot Shots and Tiger Woods.
Who's next?
Chris Copeland. I believe he's from the Retro Hangover podcast.
Okay.
He's in the Secret Levels Discord channel.
Okay.
He said that it's aged horribly, but I have a very special place in my heart for Alter Golf for the Game Boy. It was my first golf game, and I loved it.
Nice. That was a different one.
Yeah. I don't think I had Alter Golf, but I think I had one just called Golf for Game Boy, and that was simple but fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. The C Word podcast just posted a picture, and it was of Microsoft Golf, the old PC game.
I don't know if I ever loaded that up. I think I just seen like people talk about it, like screenshots on like online.
Yep, I remember playing that over at my aunt and uncle's. They had Maniac Mansion too that I played more, but I played that golf game some too.
Yeah,
because the graphics looked cool for a computer and like the late 80s, early 90s.
And none of my family was that rich. Yeah.
Nerds with Friends just posted a gif of Adam Sandler trying to blow a golf ball into the hole.
It's not a game!
It's not a game. Radioactive Spider Pod posted a picture of Lee Carvallo's putting challenge from The Simpsons. Not really a game.
Actually a game?
It's a game in the...
A show that you can't play physically lame.
Close enough. The Be Nostalgic podcast said the Grand Theft Auto 5 golf minigame was their favorite. They're not joking.
That probably would be fun. Yeah.
Channel 83 podcast said Kirby's Dream Course. Hell yeah, that's one of the best golf games ever.
That's one that I played a little bit in, but you're too fucking good at it, so you ruined it for me, Willie. Thanks.
And I'm not even good at it anymore. You gotta learn, like, all the special powers, like the jump power and the...
Yes.
The parasol power and, like, when and how to use them.
Okay. Well, yeah, I know I've watched you and Simon play a lot of this when, you know, we're like, let's just play some games. That's one that you and him will, like, pick.
It's definitely a great Nintendo take on a golf game. And one more, last one. The Best Little Horror House in Philly said Mario Golf Advanced Tour for Game Boy Advance.
Okay.
And that's a Mario Golf game. They say they played the hell out of it, and it had a genuinely fun RPG element. So okay. That one, you can like level up your player and your clubs. And so it's like nice. A RPG game crossed with a golf game with all the Mario characters.
That sounds like it would be a lot of fun.
I really liked Mario Golf Toadstool Tour okay. on GameCube.
Okay.
So that's another good one.
Was that the prequel or sequel? I forgot what system.
They said Game Boy Advance. I think okay. the GameCube one came after that.
Yeah, it but would I could have be to. Wrong. Because, well, maybe not.
They were out at about the same time.
Yeah.
All right. And I'll talk about my game in just a second.
After these messages.
What messages? We ain't got no messages for you.
Oh, no messages in between this?
No.
Hey, Will.
Yeah?
What game you play?
So, speaking of all these golf games that Triforce didn't hear us speak of.
Oh. Have to listen to the episode.
I played Hot Shots Golf 2 on PlayStation 1.
Another old game.
Hey, I got an egg.
Yep.
Nice.
So it's kind of a standard golf game where the different characters have different stats. You press the button to make the meter go up. You press the button to stop it at the top and it comes back down. And then you press the button in the middle of a little range at the back at the right time in order to hit the ball. It's fairly standard for everything since, like, the mid-80s Microsoft golf games.
Right.
But, it's cool. PS1 3D graphic.
Yeah. I mean, it's not that great now, but I bet it was pretty awesome when it came out.
Yeah, the player models are cool. There's, like, girls, guys, they all have different animations in 3D. Yep. Like, when they do good or do bad, they'll, like, pull their hair or, you know, like, give a thumbs up or do a little dance. As you go through and unlock characters and courses, you can even unlock Gex from Enter the Gecko. Sir Dan from Medieval is in the yes. game, and Sweet Tooth from Twisted Metal is in the Metal. Game, too.
Yeah, Twisted Metal is such a great game.
You can play golf as that clown with the fire hair that drives the ice cream truck.
So silly.
It started out with only 2 18-hole courses, though, and only 3 different golfers. And I have trouble getting good at it. It's a little bit tough. I prefer Super Monkey Ball Golf a little bit, even though this is a good golf game. But the meter moves so fast, and with our TV and the wireless controller, there's a little bit of a delay. I'm pressing the button, and it was hard to unlock courses and peoples. But luckily, I found a code. If you start the game with the name 2GSH as your character name, it unlocks all the courses and all the characters.
Nice.
So yeah, you can play up to 4 players on any of the courses, like passing the controller with your friends. You can do a separate course that is 9 holes of par 3 instead of like one of the regular 18-hole courses. So it's like quicker holes and easier and quicker. I said quicker twice.
Yeah, you did.
Hello, I'm Ginger. I'm repeating myself.
Fuck you. You're such a turd. Looks like you're fucked. I love you so much. I really do. Drink up that beer, honey. That liquid diabetes. Okay. So, I didn't see any toilets in this game.
No, no toilets, no jugs. That's probably in between. No, even when you hit the ball, if you don't hit it too far, you can see your little character running back and forth, like, super fast, and they run down the course and chase after their ball. So they don't even have golf carts to put their piss jugs in. They must just go on the trees.
Oh.
But yeah, there's wind that's different on every courses. You can put top spin or back spin on the balls. You can do side spin. All the different characters have different, like, stats. So some characters have more power, some characters have more spin or more control. And then you can also select different sets of clubs and different balls, which affect the spin and the all the different stuff.
Right. That makes sense.
So it's pretty customizable based on your play style.
I wonder if Triforce beat that game already.
No.
Haven't practiced it enough.
I wouldn't say I've practiced it enough. It's just that haven't really come across a game like that, like to play it.
Oh, you told me.
I'm not really. I played one golf game ever. Hmm. One golf game ever. The Tiger Woods golf.
Okay.
The only one I've ever played. I think that was for the Nintendo 64. I'm literally right now.
Yep. I don't think I've ever played it.
Because you mentioned this whole Yoshi game thing, I've literally been right now playing this Yoshi game as you guys been talking. I'm so serious.
That's what I thought. Either Yoshi or the
Oh, I thought you were playing Wario's Woods.
No,
either Yoshi or Wario's Woods.
I got seven eggs.
Nice.
So yeah, it is comparable. Like Hot Shots Golf is like a cartoony version of Tiger Woods. Instead of playing as like a real golf player, mm-hmm. instead you're playing as like an overweight guy with a toupee, and if you swing too hard, then your toupee will fly up in the air and shit like that. So yeah, it's like a cartoony fun version of that.
Fun to watch. I probably won't play it.
I bet that's the first and last time you ever say golf is fun to watch.
It's just because it was colorful characters.
Yeah. That helps. Yep, you can play spring, summer, fall, and winter too. You can change the seasons on the courses.
Interesting.
The putting is pretty good. Yeah, I think I talked about everything in the game. Most everything anyways that I care to talk about. So.
Alright. So we'll be right back. Go ahead, Triforce.
I was going to say I'm rocking.
Yeah, that Yoshi game is pretty fun.
Yeah, it's very fun. I'm up to 10 eggs right now.
Nice. And now it's time for
recommendations.
So, Triforce, what do you want to recommend?
I would like to recommend the Lab Video Game TV. It's on YouTube. I do a lot of Jamaican gaming content there. Syndicate out to an actual TV station.
Nice.
They're in Jamaica, so you get to see all like the different games that we play here in Jamaica and all that. That's my recommendation.
That's really cool. That's a good recommendation.
Video game reviews, cool. So stuff that go culture here in Jamaica, like gaming and stuff like that. All that.
Sweet.
Streaming or reviews and
No, not streaming. They don't do any streaming, but they do game reviews. They definitely do game reviews.
Okay.
I just subscribed.
Huh. Oh, you found it. Yay.
Yep. I found you and then I found it.
Okay.
And then I subscribed to a few people as well on your channels. But yes, I found it.
Cool. What's it called again?
The Lab Video Game TV.
Cool.
I am going to recommend a podcast that I had just recently found. I found it on Spotify. I actually found it through getting a shirt that helped with the Minnesota Bail Project. This guy named Tyler Thrasher has a really awesome D&D podcast called The Lost Magic. We almost finished the first one, but I'm looking forward to many more. He basically is going to different D&D campaigns of all levels and is just DMing them for one session. And they swear and all that shit.
Just, why the fuck do they do that?
I don't fucking know. Just, I mean, if you're listening to us. I really, really enjoyed listening to it, and I'm looking forward to more.
Mamma mia!
Your turn, Willie.
Me? Okay. I'm going to recommend the Dirty History Podcast. We haven't recommended that one yet.
Oh.
So yeah, this writer goes into history and looks up unpleasant and dirty topics. And he'll talk about, like, shit, sewer systems and latrines, the history of boxing and fighting and fisticuffs, or all different kinds of unpleasant history topics, and, like, how much more unpleasant it is than you actually thought it was.
Oh, that's lovely.
Some of it's funny when you hear about the guys who are, like, paid to go, like, scoop the shit out of people's shitholes, and they had to go do it at night.
Ooh.
Because people didn't want to see, like, you take the poop out of our hole, but we don't want to see you do it, so make sure you do it at night.
If you tripped and fell in that hole,
yeah.
How many eggs you got, Triforce?
How many eggs? 18 so far.
Nice.
That was one episode, but yeah, there's...
Oh, it sounds along the lines of Dude That's Fucked Up, and I'm, like, really intrigued, but I'd probably have to, like, stop and listen to something happier.
Yeah, it's like if Dude That's Fucked Up was a history podcast.
Okay.
He doesn't have, like, the most regular release schedule.
Right.
But, yeah, he's covered lots of topics. Hold on, let me take a look a second.
You'll have to share one of the episodes with me.
Oh, he did a series about the gladiator pits and the animals that they brought in when they...
We listened to that together.
When they killed, like, 10,000 animals on the day that they opened the Colosseum in Rome.
Yeah. It's really disgusting. It's even worse than you thought. Yeah. Fucking white people.
Hey.
Yeah, I said it.
That's not white people. I tell people all the time there's a big difference between white people... And white supremacists. It's two different types of people. Yes, there
is. But back the Romans, was that even like back then with the Colosseum? But yeah, Triforce, I agree with you completely.
There's episodes on like witch hunts and panics and plagues, episodes on LSD and psychedelics.
So a bunch of random stuff.
Headhunting and blood sports and... Holy shit, a.k.a. butt hash.
Don't even read the description. Don't do it. Yeah. That sounds so gross. How many eggs are you up to now?
I am actually up to 20 eggs.
Nice. This is the great... Egg count of Yoshi Triforce edition.
But I think that's it for me.
There's the name of our episode.
So Dirty History, that's my recommendation.
All right.
So as we wrap up here, okay. Triforce, do you want to plug any social media, YouTube channels, anything else?
I'm always talking about video games, mainly video games, some anime and stuff that we're doing around the world. Because we have gamers representing our esports brand, Empire Arcadia, both in the United States, down here in the Caribbean, and also in Africa. So you guys want to find out what I'm doing?
That's
you can
so
just
awesome.
Check me out on my Twitter at ENP_Triforce_GM. Or you can just simply check me out on my YouTube channel, Empire Arcadia.
Yeah, I recommend it.
Yep, I know we follow you on the social meds.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
And now on YouTube. I don't know why I wasn't following you on YouTube. That is fixed.
Well, YouTube, if you feel like you were following me before and all of a sudden you're not following me, YouTube did a great purge in the last 2 years where YouTube unsubscribes you from channels.
Because
there's been channels that I've subscribed to, and
that's
I'm like,
right.
Why am I not getting any, you know, recommendations from the channels anymore? And I go there and I find out I'm not subscribed to the channels. Like, who removed me? And it's YouTube.
That did happen.
So
I know our other co-host, Simon, which is Will's cousin, follows you, and he is really sad that he wasn't able to join us today. It's like, you guys know Triforce? So, he already watches all your videos.
Thank you, Simon.
So, yeah. Go follow Triforce if you're not already. And thanks for listening to Grand Rapidians Play Video Games.
Yep, that about wraps it up. We got to shout out Boston Harbor Horror, our patrons, on Patreon.com. Find us there at Patreon.com/Grand Rapidians Play Video Games.
You said it right.
Email us at GrandRapidiansPlayVideoGames@gmail.com.
You can find us on Twitter at Grand_Video or Instagram at GrandRapidiansPlayVideoGames.
Rappy McRapperson did our intro music and Adequizzy did our outro music.
And thanks again, Triforce, for
joining
us.
Thank you guys for having me, man. I actually really enjoyed this. This was something different. I like when I do things different. I don't like necessarily doing the same thing over and over again. It's been a while since I did anything,
right?
You know, with different people, and I just like doing content where, like, I don't want to say you guys are average because you're not. I just like doing things with different people.
We're
definitely below average.
We're a second-rate podcast, but we appreciate you being here. And if you ever want to join us again, you're more than welcome.
Let me know when you guys are going to do another one. I like this. This is completely. I'm used to different podcasts. I'm not used to this, and I like this. I like the fact this is different.
It's like just hanging out.
Casual conversation.
And that's what I like about it. It's casual. Thank you.